said, I will learn. We had talked before, and he said that your ears are good and that your heart is good and that you see many things already. He said, I want you to learn, and I want you to remember that you will make many new friends up there. Pay attention to the moon, for the moon is going to be close to you, and the moon is going to teach you many things. He said, you're going to go up on that hill, and God is going to speak to you, and God is going to teach you, and he will guide you. So we went through the ceremonies, and so I did what I had to, and the cedar trees were blessed, and the flags were placed upon the poles, and all the things necessary were prepared. You know these things, so therefore I won't go into an explanation of what the setting was like. But when we went up, Arthur held the pipe, and I was within the sacred square. And Arthur prayed, and then he looked at me, and he handed me the pipe, and all he said was, pray. I hope in my heart that the things I will tell you are accurate, for it has been a while since I have narrated my vision quest. And I closed my eyes and I tried to see those days and tried to remember all the things that went on. But Arthur handed me the pipe and he walked away from the hill and he went back and all the people followed. That night came and I held the pipe and I went to each of the directions and I prayed with all my heart to be heard. I said I knew that they were with me and that they would guide me. And that please, that I pray that they understand it. That I wish to learn, that I wish to grow, and that I thank Wakan Tanka, I thank you, Grandfather, with all my heart for putting me upon this hill. That before I begin, I pray for the Indian people. I pray for my relatives. I pray for Father Stolzman, who in his kindness has helped me, and for Haas and Father Haas and Flat Max. That I pray for all the Indians upon this land. That I learn and that I grow. So I waited, and finally the winds began to blow. These were different winds, though, somehow. It wasn't haphazard, and when the winds blew, I could feel presences coming down from the sky. And suddenly it was like that center, that sacred square that I had been in became such a power center that I could never explain it. I felt presences at each of the flanks. I felt it at the west, the north, the east, the south, the earth, the sky. And I felt a stillness and a quietness and a certain strength by that of Wakan Tanka, the red flag with the oyster shell and the eagle feather. And when I felt this feeling, I knew that it was time once again to get up and to pray. And when I rose, I stood and I held the pipe before Wakan Tanka and I said, let me make my prayer. Grandfather, my hope is that before your eyes, you know my love and you know my sincerity. If it be so, I am willing and ready to die here. If not, I wish that I leave this hill with strength and with virtue and with love, and that you give me a sense of mission and that you help me understand, but more than anything, Grandfather, I seek the friendship of those sacred powers that govern our lives and that are with us and see the things that we do. And most of all, Grandfather, I wish to be close to you. And the wind blew strong, and all the flags blew with such might and power that I knew that my prayer was heard. And when I went to the west, I knelt before the flag, and all the flags blew. Then all of a sudden, something really strange and awkward happened. All in the midst of the winds blowing and the trees blowing and everything going, all the flags began to blow and they all began to shake in the wind. But that black flag of the west shook even harder. But when I looked around me, the flag of the north stood still, and so did that of the east and that of the south, the earth, the sky, and Wakan Tanka. And in the midst of the wind, all the flags stood still, but the west was shaking. And it was moving with the winds while the others remained calm. And I heard no words, And I saw the flag shaking, and I knew that there was a presence there. And I understood that it was waiting to hear my words. So I stood there and I prayed. And I made my prayer. I said, "O sacred power of the West, I have learned much from your people, and I have learned from Martha that you are a virtuous and sacred power. That it is your rains which come and make things grow and make them holy. And I know that you are a sacred power which is very close to Arthur. I know that I am that pure and holy, but I know that I try in my heart to do things as best I can and to try and learn and to try and grow. And I pray with all my soul, O sacred power of the West, that you guide me, that you are with me, and that you help me understand and to see things which I cannot. For it is your presence and your love which I know I will always learn to love. For when I see your thunder clouds rise and when I see your lightning move, I feel peace in my heart and I feel strength, and I know that I must learn from you many things." I had no more to say, but I held the stem of the pipe there. And I looked at the flag, but no voice came, nothing emanated. And I knew that it had only wished to hear what I had to say. I finished and I said, "Thank you, O sacred West, that you have given me your ear, that you have given me your heart and your presence, and that you stand with strength and listen to what I say." I went to the North and I said, "North, you are a good friend of mine. For from you comes the cold winds and discipline and all good things." And I remember the story that Arthur told me when he had prayed to you and a great orange light came from the sky. And that you, O guardian of the pipe, stand here, and it is from your direction that the pipe. It is in your direction that the pipe is, and that it stands, and that it is holy. And it is from you that the color red emanates, and for the Indian, all the things that are pure and strong come from you. I need strength. I need to understand many things. And as I have spoken to your brother the West, so I speak to you and ask, please teach me, please guide me. And then I walked over to the East. And as I walked over to each flag, I wish you to understand, please, that then the West stood still, and all the others stood still, and only the flag of the North stood up and shook and shaked. And so too, when I had finished with the North, that flag stood still, and all of them were calm. But when I walked to the East, that flag went up and it shook with the winds with force and might while the others stood still, and I knew that the North had listened, and then I knew that the East was to listen. And I said, "From you emanates many things, and you, power of the East, are filled with wisdom and with light. Help me to understand these things and be my friend." And then I stood in front of the South, and the same thing happened. I made my prayers to each of the directions and said, "O South, from you comes many things. Guide me, for I wish to learn from you, and help me. For I know that you will be a good friend." And I felt the flag listen to me, and then stood still. Then I walked over to the sky, the blue flag, and I held the pipe up towards the sky, and I said, "O sacred sky, from you comes many things. Your sky nations are scattered all over, and yours is a vast universe. There are many things that I do not understand about the heavens, many things that I wish to understand, many ways that I wish to grow. And I knew that the sky would help me and would help me understand what I must. But I waited and I heard no voice, no sound, and the flag stood still. And so too I prayed to the earth, and I knew the earth well, and I said, "O sacred mother, you have been with me, and it is from you that I have learned many things. In your kindness you have given me the pipe, so that when I pray, and when I stand upon anyone's land, in your kindness and in your love, you answer me, and you help me. And I know it has been you, O Earth Mother, that have helped me understand the Indian ways and that have brought me to these places." And so the earth heard me, and it stood still. When I held the pipe up to the flag of Wakantanka, I held his thumb up and I prayed. And I want you to understand something that's really strange. When these things were occurring, this frightened me horribly. When I saw all the flags stand still in one blow, and then the other one move and the other stand still, there was fear in my heart, for I was deathly afraid. And when I approached Waka and Tonka's flag, I felt such a fear and at the same time such a love. And expecting the same thing, I grew even more frightened because the exact opposite happened. All the flags blew with such force, but Waka and Tonka stood still with perfect concentration, perfect ease. What I'm saying is all the flags flew, but there was such silence and such stillness in that flag. It was the exact thing that happened, exact opposite thing. And I made my prayer and I said, Grandfather, hear me. Grandfather, guide me, for I wish to learn from you and to understand. And even as I say these things to you, Father, tears are in my eyes, for I remember that day. And I remember the goodness around it. And I remember how the sacred powers were with me and how they heard me and how they helped me. And when I finished, I was frightened because the winds blew with such might and such strength, and I could feel the presences around me, and I felt their awesomeness, and I felt in a way that I was almost nothing before their eyes, yet they heard me, and yet they were with me. And as Arthur had the ditch down there, I was so scared I took that quilt and I dived for that ditch and I covered my head. And when I covered my head, the whole earth shook beneath me and I was deathly afraid. It was something that Arthur told me had happened to him that I didn't understand. He said when he went on the vision quest, the earth shook, and I didn't know what that meant. But I grabbed the quilt and I put my head over it, and that hill actually shook. And I said to myself, God, I'm afraid. God, I'm afraid. Put me to sleep. Take this from me. Help me find some sort of strength, or put me into a deep sleep where I can avoid this fear. I fell asleep. I closed my eyes and I was asleep, but it was different. Next thing I knew, I opened my eyes. And with all the consciousness and concentration that I had, I found myself in my house at home. I looked and I saw my mother sleeping, and I saw my brother sleeping. And I saw the dogs laying down, and I looked in everywhere, and it was like I was there. And I thought back and I said, my God, I know where I am. I could see my body and my spirit. I could see it on the hill and I could see myself laying down. But what am I doing here? And I knew that I was on the hill, yet in spirit I saw myself at home. And I saw my brother, my sister, I saw my mother. And I saw all the animals and I walked about and I made sure that everything was fine at home. Then I said, God, what about where I stayed at, over where Max was? And when I stayed there, next thing I knew, and by the snap of a finger, I was standing in the room where I was over at St. Bridget's. And I had fixed that room up, and I saw the room in the exact same manner. And I lit a candle before I went up on the hill, and that candle was as it was lighting in that room, and it made me feel good. And I saw that candle, and I saw that bed, and I said, dear God, I know where I am, and I am here with complete concentration. And I realize that you have taken me out in spirit and have put me here. But God, I feel no pain. And I have come upon this hill to suffer and to sacrifice for myself, for the Indian people, for those that I love, that I may grow. And in spirit I feel no pain, but I know that in body I will. And even if I feel pain and discomfort, dear God, I came up there to make it an ordeal, and please make it one. I feel guilty here because I see all these things, yet at the same time I feel no sacrifice. And I said, God, in your love and in your kindness, please put me back upon the hill. And next thing that I did was I opened my eyes and I was back on the hill. And I was looking at myself and I realized that I had gone out in spirit and seen all these things. So So finally I found myself back on the hill again. But I knew what was going on and I understood. And I said, thank you, dear God. For even though I know in my body here this is the second day and I feel thirst and I feel hunger. I want to feel thirst. I want to feel hunger. And I want to feel that I'm sacrificing and that I'm mean. That way, dear God, you know my sincerity. And you know that it is in my heart to learn and to understand. And so I closed my eyes and I fell asleep. That following morning, I remember that Arthur had told me that once the sacred square was set up, that nothing could enter. And it was strange because I felt something crawling all over me. And then all of a sudden, I felt a lot of things crawling all over me. And I became frightened, even though there was nothing to be frightened about, wondering what it could be, if they were rats or what. And I see these little chipmunks, and they're crawling all over me and trying to cover myself, and they wouldn't let me sleep. Till finally I opened my eyes, I got up, and it was cold, really freezing cold. And I looked out, and I said, dear God, look. And right before my eyes, almost directly ahead, the sun had not come up yet, but I could see the morning star. It was the only star in the sky, and I remembered Arthur's words, because Arthur said to me, pray to the morning star, pray to the sun, in the morning, in the afternoon, at sunset, and don't forget to pray to the moon. And I felt that I would have gone to sleep, but then when I looked up and I saw the morning star, I said, thank God I woke up now. And I didn't realize it, but it was those chipmunks that had woken me up. And when I looked down, there were six chipmunks, and they were standing in a row, and they were looking at me. And I looked at them, but with such love, because I understood, and they had a look in their eyes, almost telling me in their own way, now you know why we bothered you, now you know why we woke you up. And I thanked them, and I said to them, thank you, because I would not want to miss the morning star. And when I gave my thanks, they scattered, and they left the sacred square. And so I took the pipe and I prayed. I prayed that day. I prayed in the morning. I prayed once again when the sun rose and it was cold. And I said, God, for me this seems almost like the third day. And I sacrifice and I pray with all my heart, dear God, all this pain that you hear me and that you know my love. Please know that my love is with you and that I wish to grow. And I went to the four directions and I said my prayer once again, asking them to teach me, to hear me, and to guide me. But this time there was nothing. And I was afraid maybe that I wouldn't be heard or maybe that I said something wrong. But I wasn't going to despair and I said, dear God, I won't lose my faith. No matter what, I won't lose my faith. And I prayed that whole day. And I can remember when the sun went down, I took the pipe again. And I held the pipe and I said, once again, no matter what, I will not despair. But this time it was different. The winds began to storm up again. And the flags began to shake like they did the night before, and I could feel the same thing occurring once again. This time I went to each of the directions. And once again the same things happened. The flag stood still, and when I went to the pipe with the pipe, to the sacred power of the west, the winds blew. The flag stood still, but that black flag blew with great force and might. And I was afraid, but I said, sacred west, hear me. Please teach me. And then suddenly I was stunned, for in my heart I felt something that I never did before. I heard a voice. It was a voice in my mind and in my heart, but I could feel it. I could feel it and I could hear it in my ears, as if someone were whispering. And it was a kind voice, but it was calm and at the same time it was strong. And it said to me, I am the power of the West. You have prayed here all day. And you have asked for my friendship, and you have asked me to come. You have seen my power, you have seen my might, for when you stood upon this hill, My clouds came and my thunder roared through the heavens, and my lightning came down and touched the sky. And I could remember the bolts almost going from the highest parts of the sky through the clouds and touching the earth. And there was such force in them, and I felt such fear. And the West said to me, "But you did not leave. You stayed." And the West said to me, "I have something to teach you. As you saw my thunder roar, so too you must learn that your spirit will grow and that it must grow and understand many things. But you must understand that as the darkness comes and as these dark clouds rolled upon your eyes, as you saw the heavens become dark once again, and as you saw this storm brew up and come before your eyes, you were afraid. But you saw my thunder roar through the heavens, and so too must you learn to make your spirit strong. And when things are dark and when you feel fear, you must learn to speak boldly as my thunder speak boldly and touch all the sky and reach all the earth. And as you saw my lightning strike the earth and as you saw it glow through the sky, so too must you learn that in darkness you must make your spirit shine. And as my lightning made the sky bright, you must make the darkness around you bright. So you must make your spirit shine before all things, even if there be darkness around you. And you must learn to speak boldly in the midst of all things in the sky." And so the flag stood still and it said no more. And I knew that the power of the West had finished. And I took the pipe and I knelt and I cried and I thanked the power of the West. And each time when I prayed, I returned back to Wakantanka. And I knelt before that sacred center and I said, "Grandfather, thank you. And may I learn more." And I went over to the power of the North and I prayed. And I felt the presence of the North and its strength, and it said to me, "I am the power of the North. From me come the cold winds. I am the symbol of discipline and of strength. You must learn to make yourself strong. And as the buffaloes face the cold winds, so too must you know that in the midst of pain or agony, must you learn to face it head on as the sacred buffalo did. And you must learn to discipline yourself. You must learn to make yourself strong in your mind and in your heart and in your body. So this way that people will know and they will understand that there is a spirit within you. They will understand that it is strong and that it is mighty. And it is in this way that they will listen and they will hear your words. And the power of the North is quiet." And I went back to Wakantanka once more. And I returned to the power of the East. And all the flags stood still, and that yellow flag blew with such great force. And that flag said, "You see the sun. I am the symbol of wisdom and of light and understanding. And you see my sun come up through the heavens as you did the morning before. As you saw it this morning, as you see it every morning, it comes up and it shines upon all things. My sun lights upon the things of the earth and it sheds its light upon things and it makes them grow. And you must learn as well to make your spirit shine. And you must learn to make its light emanate forward and touch the hearts of men. For as I make the plants grow and the trees grow and all the things of the earth grow, so too must you learn to speak wisely as the West has taught you, to be strong as the North has taught you. And shed your light and wisdom strongly upon the hearts of men, so that as I make things grow, so too will you make the hearts of men grow and make them wise and learn." And I returned to Wakantanka once more. And once again did I return, and I went to the power of the South. The power of the South was quiet, and it said nothing, not as easy as the others did, and it stood still. And I waited and I felt something very strange. Arthur told me, "You have much to learn. And he said to me that when you go up on that hill, there will be one power that will be very close to you and will teach you many things, for it is something that you lack in. And as I stood there before the south, I realized that perhaps it is from the south that I will learn, and that I will not leave now, and I will kneel before the south until I hear its words. Finally, the flag stood up, and it said, I am the power of the south, and from me come the warm winds. I am the symbol of compassion and love. You have learned many of the other things well, and you must learn what the west and the north and the east have taught you. But to combine these things with love is a difficult thing to do. And you must learn in the midst of this strength, and in the midst of this order, and in the midst of this wisdom, to be filled with compassion and understanding. And this is not an easy thing to do. It requires great strength, and this you must learn to do well. And the south is quiet. Then I went to the earth, and the earth and the sky being next to Wakantanka, I held my pipe to the grandfather, and I said, help me. And I looked at the earth, and I prayed, and I said, you, O good Mother Earth, are kind and have taught me many things. And the earth trembled beneath me, and I felt fear, but at the same time I cried, because it was almost as a caress from the earth mother. And it shook, and something in my mind said, is this true? Can it be happening? But at the same time, I knew. And I said that I wasn't going to lose my faith, and that no matter what, I was going to believe. And the earth said to me, I am your mother. And from me, you learn many things. The earth said, you must understand that this world is the kindergarten of the absolute. That it is in my world you learn many things, and that it is here that you have a chance that many others do not have. In this lifetime, you can learn many things, and you can travel in spirit to many planes, and you may grow and become a powerful spirit of light, as Arthur has taught you. My world is strange, yet if you were to die, you may go to another world, a world where you may have a chance, unlike the chance that you have in this world. From me, you can learn many things.